With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Washington correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the energy surging around Kamala Harris' presidential campaign and Republican predictions that it will fade.
Just 1 week in, and Kamala Harris's presidential election campaign says she raised $200 million. Key supporter, Maryland Governor Wes Moore on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
The more people get to know the vice president, the more people are excited about her vision for the future.
He was asked about Republicans hammering Harris on immigration, which she was supposed to be fixing as vice president.
Actually worked with both Democrats and Republicans to get a deal done.
Campaigning in Minnesota, Donald Trump said of Harris,
"She has no clue. She's evil."
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, national correspondent Julie Walker reports two meteor showers will flash across the sky around the same time in a few days.
The Southern Delta Aquarid meteor shower peaks early Tuesday, and this year it will coincide with a second smaller meteor shower, the Alpha Capricornids. The Delta Aquarids occur every year in North America's late summer. At the peak, 15 to 20 meteors are expected to be visible per hour in the Northern Hemisphere. Viewing should be even better in the Southern Hemisphere. The weaker meteor shower, Alpha Capricornids, should produce around 5 meteors per hour. Multiple meteor showers occur annually, and you don't need special equipment to see them. I'm Julie Walker.
The Middle East is bracing for a potential flare-up in violence a day after Israel authorities say a rocket from Lebanon struck a soccer field in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights and killed 12 children and teens. Yesterday's strike raised fears of a broader regional war between Israel and the Iranian-backed Hezbollah, which has denied the role in the attack. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. A California megachurch is working to get out the vote. SRN's Michael Harrington.
It's called the Comeback California Tour, and it's being organized by Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, pastored by Jack Hibbs. It will consist of a series of events designed to teach other churches how they can get believers to the polls in November. Calvary Chapel's website says, quote, "California is at a crossroads, urgently needing the church's influence to reverse the moral decline and stand in the gap for our children, families, and communities." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arkansas Supreme Court has ordered the state to initially count signatures that were collected by volunteers in favor of putting on an abortion measure in the ballot. Justices this week issued a one-page order that stops short of ruling on whether a lawsuit over the proposal can move forward. The group behind the measure sued after the state rejected petitions it submitted. The state's argued that they are not doing that. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on hundreds of residents fleeing California wildfires as air quality alerts go up.
Firefighters across the western U.S. and Canada are battling wildfires, including the largest one in California this year, the Park Fire, which forced Cohasset resident Susan Singleton to pack up her car with everything she could take, including her seven dogs.
Whatever we had can be replaced, but I wouldn't have left the animals at all.
Everything she had there has to be replaced.
People that we know that went by and looked at the property said it's burned down. Everything, our stuff is all burned up.
The Park Fire is barely contained, but cooler temperatures and increased humidity could help crews. I'm Julie Walker.
Simone Biles posted an all-around total of 59.566 during Olympic qualifying inside a packed and star-studded Bercy Arena in Paris, despite complaining of a left calf injury. More news at SRNnews.com.